With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Eagle River Fire Department hopes to begin construction of the community's famous ice castle next week. They plan to start on Wednesday, but it will depend on the condition of the ice. Volunteers will be needed to help. The process takes about 5 days once it gets started. They start by pre-cutting around 2,000 blocks of ice, leaving 2 inches to be cut by hand on the day of the harvest on the lake. The second day, when they harvest and haul the ice, needs the most volunteers, including people with half-ton pickups with empty beds. About 100 truckloads of ice need to be hauled. The remainder of the 5-day schedule is spent shaving ice blocks and constructing the ice castle. Those who want to volunteer can show up at the railroad depot in Eagle River to check in. More details can be found on the Eagle River Fire Department Facebook page. Poor winter weather prevented construction of the ice castle the last several years. It was last built in 2022. Marshfield Clinic Health System now operates under Sanford Health. The two healthcare systems have completed their merger and are now one integrated health system. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Marshfield Clinic region is a new health service delivery region of Sanford Health that will continue to serve communities in Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula, according to a joint press release from the healthcare systems. The Marshfield brand will continue to be predominant within the Marshfield Clinic region. Each region's respective health plans will continue current operations under a common management reporting and governance structure. The combined system will serve patients and communities across the Upper Midwest, including South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wyoming, Iowa, Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The organization includes nearly 56,000 employees and 56 hospitals. Patients can still continue to get care where they normally would. There are no immediate changes to any locations, according to Sanford Health. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Centers for Disease Control has not been able to find the exact source of a massive outbreak of blastomycosis at a paper mill in Escanaba in the Upper Peninsula. The fungal infection that tends to strike the lungs made at least 162 people sick at the mill and killed one of them. It typically develops when soil is disturbed in areas where the fungus exists and the spores are inhaled. The outbreak in Escanaba began in November of 2022 and lasted into the following May. The CDC says extensive environmental sampling was done, but none of the samples came back positive for blastomycosis. The CDC does suggest that industries that work outdoors disturbing soil in areas with blastomycosis provide worker education. Wisconsin elections officials are launching an investigation into how nearly 200 absentee ballots went uncounted in Madison. The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted unanimously on Thursday to investigate whether Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Wetzel Beal failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion. According to commission documents, the clerk's staff told the commission December 18th they had discovered 193 absentee ballots from the November 5th election that had not been counted. Wetzel Beal's office said the ballots were found in a courier bag and inside a tabulator. The clerk's office said in a news release December 26th that the ballots did not affect the outcome of any race or referendum. But Commission Chair Ann Jacobs said the oversight was so egregious that the commission must determine what happened and how it can be prevented as the spring elections approach.
We are the final canvas. We are the final arbiters of the votes in the state of Wisconsin. And we needed to know why those ballots weren't accounted for and weren't included in our canvas.
Wetzel Beal said in an email to the Associated Press that her office looks forward to working with the commission to determine what happened and how to prevent the same issues in future elections. Wisconsin ended the year on a high note in the clean energy space with some notables like a first-of-its-kind energy dome and approval for the largest solar project in state history. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Together, the Columbia Energy Storage Project and the Vista Sands Solar Project are expected to generate enough energy to power more than 200,000 Wisconsin homes. In a state that imports about 70% of the energy it uses, Oliver Schmitz, Associate Dean of Engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says projects like these are key to reducing that number.
In terms of the priorities, it's not only to realize clean energy as an energy source for the entire population, but also to leverage the opportunities that come with the clean energy technologies.
Opportunities like using Wisconsin's strong manufacturing base to work toward clean energy projects, he adds. Other areas include new careers and workforce, a reduction in pollutants that contribute to climate change, and lower energy costs across the state. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The agricultural economy in the Great Plains and Midwest enters the new year a little sluggish. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports an ag finance update from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City shows farm income and loan repayment rates are weak.
Persistently high input costs and lower commodity prices have impacted farm incomes, making it harder for people to repay loans. The Ag Finance Update collects results from across the country. Courtney Cowley is a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City.
It's really across everywhere, but particularly in those regions that I would consider more concentrated in crop production.
That includes much of the Midwest and Great Plains. Cowley says one reason for the slowdown is while the U.S. economy is strong, there's been a slowdown in the global economy. She also noted the report found that average interest rates on farm loans lowered slightly. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Aspyrus Health has announced the most popular names for babies who got their start at Aspyrus facilities in 2024. Henry was the top name for boys, followed by Oliver and Liam. The most popular girl's name was Evelyn, followed by Charlotte and Violet. 2,911 live births occurred in the Aspyrus Health System in 2024. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.